Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And it is a Tuesday morning. Mike Tomlin, as you heard there, as Matt told us, meets the media today at noon. You can hear it right here, Sports Radio 93.7. The Fan. We are the Fan Morning Show, by the way. Presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. And how about an exercise in this, right? How about an exercise in what we want to hear and what we will hear?
Okay.
Can we have a mock press conference? Can we do that right now? Yeah, a nice mock press conference. Paparazzo taking pictures. Can we do this, please? So how about you?
Good
play,
afternoon.
Yes. How about we play press conference here? I will be the paparazzo. I will be the local assembled Yinzer Media.
Okay.
Yinz Media, if you will. And you could play Mr. Michael Tomlin.
So you're going to have to show some range here, going all the way from like the likes of Labriola to like Aditi.
Dale Lally, right? Okay. Brooke Pryor, all of them. So let's go right to Jim Colony.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course he goes first.
Coach Tomlin, will Matt Canada be back? What we want to hear. Well, let's just what we
want to hear.
Yes, what we want to hear.
You know, it would be. Oh, damn it! I'm not in character yet. It would be a mistake for me to claim that we were perfect on the offensive side of the ball this year.
Uh-huh.
We know we've got work to do.
Okay.
Important decisions like that aren't going to be made immediately.
Right.
But we will be looking at some important changes this offseason.
Certainly. That's what we want to hear is the assembled Yinzer media and just fans.
Yeah.
What will we hear today from Mike Tomlin when the question is asked, will Matt Canada be back this year, next year?
Matt was an important part of what we did this year, and we like what he brought to the table. There you go.
And evaluation processes and things. Yes. Okay. Next question. As we play...
Uh-huh.
In our press conference that'll happen today, our media gathering, let's go to Bob Labriola, Steelers Digest.
Coach, have you seen my ring?
What will we hear, and what do we want to hear? First, what do we want to hear?
Okay.
Will Keith Butler be back as the defensive coordinator? What do we want to hear here? Because I know what I want to hear.
You know, our defensive efforts this year, we thought were highlighted. We've got some great players on that side of the ball. Obviously, we think TJ... Cam, Minka, a lot of guys on that side of the ball were doing the right thing this year. But we know there's opportunities for us to be better. That includes us as a coaching staff. And as I always tell you, it's a collaborative effort.
Yes, man.
But it's a collaborative effort. And so we will move forward in that evaluation process. And again, there may be some important changes coming this offseason.
That's what we want to hear, right? What will we hear?
Pretty much the same thing.
Okay.
Except that there will be an important evaluation process to take place this offseason, and we may see some changes.
I think we'll hear that he's going to retire.
Today?
I think we will hear that today, that Keith Butler will retire.
I don't think we'll get it immediately. I think they're going to let us get a little bit farther away from the season before they start and that's the only major change, I could see this offseason. But that's the one I think that could happen. But if it happens, it's not going to happen for like a week.
You could text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates remind you to text responsibly. Press conference today, noon, Mike Tomlin's final time meeting with the media. What we want to hear first, Mr. Mike Tomlin, as we go to Dale Lawley.
I'll pause and open it up for questions.
Dale Lawley, who's pretty much just Steely McBeam. Anyhow, you have an interim offensive line coach.
Mm-hmm.
What are your plans there? What we want to hear first, Coach Tomlin. What do we want to hear?
What we want to hear from Mike Tomlin is, again, we've gotten a large evaluation process in front of us as we push forward into the offseason, but no stone will be left unturned, and we will keep all options open and available to us, including the possible changing of personnel.
That's what we want to hear.
That's what we want to hear. We want to hear him say the changes are afoot.
Gotcha. I want to hear that he's hiring Doug Marrone. I know we're not going to hear that. What will we hear from Mike Tomlin when he's asked about the offensive line coach situation?
Man, you guys want me to figure all this out today, don't you? You want me to hire and fire absolutely everybody? We're not going to make those kind of decisions lightly.
Standoffish,
yes.
Tomlin.
Well, I can only take so many questions, Dale, about all these assistant coaches that y'all want to ask me about. And so here's the deal. If somebody's currently employed by the Pittsburgh Steelers, they will remain employed by the Pittsburgh Steelers until we tell you otherwise.
No, oh, okay. Bert, you could check with Bert on that. All right. Okay. Any more questions? We got a couple.
Oh.
What we want to hear and what we will hear. First, what we want to hear.
Okay.
Coach, and this from, let's go to Jeff Hathorn. Nicest guy in the world, right? 3-7 in the last 10 playoff games. Have you found any common themes to the 7 losses? I mean, that's not good.
Yeah, we haven't been good enough.
But what do we want to hear? That?
Yeah, we haven't been good enough.
What will we hear?
What we will hear is, man, every single season, every single playoff game cannot be connected by the same dots. I don't know if there's a common thread in all of those games. You're talking about different individuals involved, different opponents involved. And let's be honest, every single game is its own entity.
One team finishes with a win.
Thank you.
Elimination.
The results aren't what we wanted them to be, but they won't be for 13 teams because once you enter that single elimination tournament, only one team goes home happy.
Guys, you know how many teams would love to be one of those too? Can we get one of those? Okay, what we want to hear and what we will hear from Mike Tomlin today. With Ben Roethlisberger and the kind of the change in his situation, what are you going to do in the looking for a next quarterback? What do we want to hear as a city?
What we want to hear? We're going to aggressively push forward in a search for somebody to add to the mix. We like what we have in our quarterback room, what we had behind Ben, but we know we'd like to add some competition to the mix, whether that be through the draft, whether that be through free agency. We're going to keep all avenues, maybe even a trade. We will keep all avenues open and available to acquiring franchise-level talent at an elite position.
I want to hear that. Thank you, Aditi, for the great question. What will we hear from Mike Tomlin when he's asked about the quarterback situation moving forward?
Are you ready for disappointment?
Yes.
We really like what we have in our quarterback room.
End of story?
That's it.
As the shutter from Matt Freed's camera goes real long like that. Okay, next question in the what we want to hear, what we will hear exercise of today's Mike Tomlin news gathering.
Mm-hmm.
How do you tackle, Mike, what has been kind of an up and down season for Devin Bush? What do we want to hear?
What we want to hear is...
F that guy, get him out of here.
You know, Devin Bush will be the first one to tell you that Devin Bush didn't play to Devin Bush-like levels this year.
Okay.
He'd be the first one to acknowledge that. We acknowledge that. We acknowledge that there's growth that needs to happen, but we also acknowledge...
Growth potential.
We also acknowledge that he was coming off a major injury, but he's got to be better. No doubt about that. When you move up 10 spots in the draft to get an elite-level talent like a Devin Bush, you want him to be a centerpiece of your defense.
Feline videos in the such. That's what we want to hear. What will we hear when he's asked about Devin Bush? Because he will be and he should be.
Yes. You know, Devin was a guy who was coming off a major injury, and he had a hard time.
Seriously?
He had a hard time getting back into the flow of things with his teammates this year. We acknowledge that. We acknowledge the uphill battle that it was for him. Such is life for a young football player in the NFL, especially a guy that we'd like to see be more green dot capable.
Oh, okay.
And we acknowledge that there's more work to be done for Devin Bush this offseason.
Wow, I like it. A green dot capable is really good. Not green dot worthy, just capable at this point. Last one. What we want to hear and what we will hear. Okay. Let's go to – who can we go to? Stan. Let's go to Stan.
Oh, yeah.
Stan's ready to – he's godfather, apparently. Let's go to Stan.
Today or tomorrow's like his anniversary of moving to Pittsburgh, I think.
Oh, Stan?
Stan, yeah.
Wow. Okay, so let's go
to Stan.
So
he gets the question, yeah.
Stan will get the question, which is, Coach, and this is what we want to hear and what we will hear. First, what we want to hear. Did Deontay Johnson take a step forward or backward this year? What would you characterize his stake on this team?
What we want to hear is,
uh-huh.
You know, I don't know about a step forward or a step backward. Deontay seems to have been stuck in neutral this year.
There we go.
He had moments where he looked like we could count on him. He had moments where, obviously, he didn't perform up to the expectations necessary to be an important piece of our offense moving forward. But Deontay's not going anywhere, and he'll be back next year, and he'll get an opportunity to prove that he's part of the puzzle moving forward.
There we are. Now, what will we hear? Coach, Deontay Johnson had a last couple, 4 or 5 games where it felt like he kind of regressed some. How would you characterize and categorize Deontay Johnson's season for your club?
I choose to look at the improvements Deontay made over the offseason and early in this season. He decided to put in the work. That work made him better as a ball catcher, as a ball receiver.
Oh.
And we are excited about his opportunities moving forward because we believe Deontay Johnson can only get better from here.
Big grab worthy, capable,
yes.
All that.
You
okay.
Know, we'd like him to work on combat catches in particular, but we acknowledge that he's done a lot of hard work, and we welcome that work as we do from all the men. And we look forward to more work this offseason.
He's our primary ball toter.
Ball toter. Okay, so all that stuff, what you gave me in this exercise of, and some people may have hated it, but who cares? It's 6:12 in the morning.
Yeah.
What we want to hear versus what we will hear, you pretty much gave me in the what we will hear a whole lot of nothing.
And that's what we'll hear today. And that's the most frustrating part, Colin, is every single one of us expects that. You know, when we talked yesterday about all the big changes that should be considered, if not executed sooner rather than later, we know full well in our heads that none of those major changes is going to happen, at least not anytime soon. Like, even though most of us could see, for example, Keith Butler retiring, right? That's already been thrown out there by some people. I don't expect that to happen, like I said, for at least a week or two, if not long. Like, this team never pulls out of...
We do not care.
Exactly. They never pull out of the parking lot and step on the gas and absolutely peel rubber towards their next destination.
Correct.
They pull slowly out. They stop first. They check all their blind spots.
We made it to the playoffs. It's we lost. Mayock's fired. Let's go forward. That's not this. Right.
No. The
correct.
Pittsburgh Steelers? No. It's like driving Miss Daisy.
Right.
We're going to take our time. We're going to be slow. We're going to be deliberate. You're going to hear evaluation about 37 times between noon and 12:25 this afternoon. There will be a lot of talk today, but none of it will actually point you in the direction of what those next
and
actions will be.
And Joe and Ron will come back and say, well, it was kind of an unassuming, didn't learn much press conference. This is the most predictable. This is a day we look forward to something, but we're constantly let down.
We're still squirreling those nuts.
Yeah, I mean, it really is, though. At 12:38, 12:42, they're going to come back and we're going to go, well, we didn't really learn much.
The most shocking thing would be if at like 12:30 this afternoon, you've had all kinds of declarative statements from Mike Tomlin about the future of the Pittsburgh Steelers. You're not going to get that today.
No, even if you have one.
One would be shocking.
Right.
Multiple would be... knock me over.
So there it is. But we gave it to you.
Yeah,
which is going to be a whole lot of nothing. Which, again, that's what to expect. So I guess long story short, this exercise, we're here to tell you, look forward to noon. Listen to it. Love it. Tune in to us. Hang on every word. But you're probably going to be let down because this happens every single year. If you want excitement, you're probably not going to get it. Coming up next, take it or flush it, and a common theme with the playoff teams still alive, or maybe more so, a common theme with the playoff teams and the non-playoff teams that just can't get there to the Super Bowl. That's all straight ahead. And I also saw a sacrilege on Sunday out in public that should be illegal. I almost called the police, and I'll tell you what that is before the hour's out. Good morning to you. Jeff Hathorn, 7 o'clock. Brad Spielberger, Pro Football Focus, 8. Various other things happening. Major show announcement, 9:45. Right now, take it or flush it. Let's go.
And now, it's time for Take It or Flush It. Presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing. Now, part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family.
All right, take it or flush it. This is sweeping Vegas, right? They're starting to move into casinos. They rolled them out not long ago, over the summer, really, on a test run, and now casinos are buying these up. There's one in just about all of them now, and long lines, people are saying. The Go-Go Claw gambling game. It's a crane machine, much like you find in an arcade or a grocery store, but in some of the balls, there's funny money. In some, there's real money, upwards of $3,000. Some of them, it's a $5. It's $5. Some of them, it's $20. It's based on different times. It's based on different things. Here's one of the hooks: is you only get 30 seconds to grab the ball. Okay, you can't stand there all day. Other ones, there's different stakes involved. Take it or flush it. The claw game.
Flush it. The claw. I am not a fan of, because here's what happens when you're at like a Dave and Buster's type place or any kind of arcade where they have a claw game, and typically they're filled with like stuffed animals or some kind of plush toy or something. Your kid insists that you sit there and play the claw game until you get them something. And you can only feed so many dollar bills into that damn claw game before you're totally done and super frustrated and just go, listen, how many tickets do you have from whatever other games you played? Let's just go get you something from the prize counter, okay? So I flush the claw game.
Yeah, I take it to watch it, flush it to play it. I can stand there and watch people play it. And like the cliffhanger part of it, like, oh, he dropped it. But I can't just put 20 after 20. I would rather, because it's too quick. You know, I would rather stand and play roulette.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, I could stand and drink 10 beers playing roulette. Not that I'm going to drink 10 beers. It might cloud my judgment some. But you could stand and just ease and
roulette, blackjack,
pie-gal poker. I mean, you
any
drink,
kind
you,
of table game.
And just,
but when you start to get to stuff that's like random, like slot machines and grown-up adult claw games, I'm sorry, I'm out.
It's just too fast. It's too fast for me.
Yeah.
I know that sounds crazy, but I like to prolong my gambling time. All right, go ahead. What do you got?
You're going to see a lot of this in the next few weeks. We are past time to take down the Christmas tree, all right? Well past time to take down the Christmas tree. But you're going to start to see this. People who don't want to go through the trouble of taking down the tree are simply going to repurpose it. You'll see this a lot in offices, especially for those that are allowed to go back into their offices. Office ladies love to do this. The repurposed all-season,
like
year-round tree.
Greens, like shamrocks for Valentine's
February,
Day.
February, it's a Valentine's tree. March, it's a St. Patrick's tree.
You know, I don't mind it if it's a tabletop tree. I'll flush it if it's a full-size tree.
Oh, okay.
How about that? Can
I'm
I split
with you.
It?
I flush it in totality. Like, I appreciate what you're trying to do. It gets the double flush. Yeah, the button on top of the toilet that has the two drops of water on it. Because it's, look, I understand what you're trying to do, but ultimately it's just laziness at play here. Take the decorations down. It's time. We're well past the midpoint of January.
Yeah, there we go. I'll take it. Again, I'll take the tabletop tree. That was Take It or Flush It. Big thanks to everybody involved in that. And we have a common theme that I want to try to get to, because the Steelers are in the market for a quarterback. There's some discussion that needs to be had here, and maybe some realization with both fans and people looking for a quarterback that needs to set in right now. We'll describe that coming up in just one moment.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Go unlimited, do that. Keep your car clean all winter at the all-new Clean Express Auto Wash, located 97 Trenton Bridge Road, New Kent, where they're celebrating the second great Pittsburgh grand opening. 10 days of free car washes. Wow, cleanest wash. It's an $18 value. January 14th to the 23rd, we're right in the middle of it, when you bring a monetary donation to benefit Need Community Cafe, the region's first Pay What You Can, Pay It Forward Cafe. Now, you want a shot at winning unlimited cleanest car washes for 6 months? Why don't you call in right now? Fifth caller, 412-928-9370. Okay, here we are. So The Steelers are in the market for a quarterback. Big Ben is retiring. It may be Mason Rudolph. Who knows? They might go out in the draft and get somebody. It seems to be that the word the ball is rolling downhill again on this whole Kenny Pickett train, right? It seems like that is happening. Well, let's look at the quarterbacks that are left, and let's look at everything that's happening in the landscape of things. Kyler Murray goes out last night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not in particularly great fashion.
Lamar Jackson didn't make the playoffs because he didn't make it through the year.
Right.
Okay. So this Tua, all right, another quarterback kind of in that mold.
Mm-hmm.
Are we past thinking that the long, lean, lanky, traditional NFL quarterback, there's any other way to go but that? Because let's look at who's left. Right? The ultimate glory land, to get to the ultimate big game, if you will,
right,
to lead you to that promised land. Here's who's left, and I don't need to tell you. Stafford, but I will. Stafford, Burrow, Tannehill, Jimmy G, Rodgers, Brady, Allen, Mahomes. Mahomes is 6'3", 230 pounds. Jimmy G is the smallest of that bunch. He's the smallest of all those guys.
Okay.
He's 6'2", 220.
Jeez.
And he's the smallest guy. Brady, people don't know this because he's like a comic book hero. He's 6'4", 225 pounds.
He's a horse. Yeah.
Okay? So whenever you're looking for that quarterback, the NFL quarterback that has success, sure, he's mobile. Sure, he moves, like Allen or like the guy with the Chargers, right? Certainly those guys go. But the mold still is the mold until it's broken. And really, has it been broken? Russell Wilson's the smallest quarterback that has probably had the most success at like 5'11", 200 pounds. But
he did it with a great defense, though,
correct,
too, and a solid running game. It wasn't a quarterback carrying the team kind of deal. And I guess if you win a Super Bowl, it never really is just the quarterback.
So aren't we just still here?
I think it's a very good point to be made. I still have a feeling that Lamar Jackson can be the kind of guy that will win a Super Bowl at some point, right? And he's different from that mold of your big, strapping, 6'4" quarterback, right, who just drops back in the pocket. And look, some of these guys, to your point about the size, still have mobility. We're talking about the Josh Allens of the world, right?
He can move.
But they're never Justin going Herbert. To be a, they're never going to lead games in rushing a lot of times and by
right.
design.
No. And when you mentioned a lot, you mentioned Kyler Murray to start, but and you mentioned Lamar Jackson. I would also point to guys like Jalen Hurts.
That,
guys
who's
like
trying
Taysom
to marry
Hill.
The two, right?
Right. You know, like you can I think the problem is you've got to be so otherworldly good, best guy on the field in any given game. Talent-wise, to do that, to go all the way with that kind of run-first quarterback like Lamar. And that's why I think Lamar can do it, because he is that talented.
But can he stay away from getting hurt?
But well, I mean, up until this year, I think he'd surprisingly handled it pretty well. I do question, though, like, Jalen Hurts, I think, is a great example. Because Jalen Hurts can make throws, but Jalen Hurts can run. We know that. But run first has to be the strategy with him, right?
And he's 6'1", 223, so he's cut right in the middle,
right
in between.
Right there on the borderline,
yes,
right?
Sir.
You know, Taysom Hill is pretty similar to that in that he's not a huge guy. He runs around a lot, and we're the Saints.
Was he a good enough decision maker?
Right. So I think, you know, there is a question about in today's NFL, and they're more protected than they ever have been. I get that. But there's still a physical mold that I think maybe – to be super successful, you have to be cut from.
It feels like the tight
cast
quarterback
like
is
anyway.
Still the quarterback.
Yeah.
And I know people want to try to get away from that. A great, brilliant offensive mind in Arizona wants to try to tell you how he's going to make this Mighty Mouse quarterback into a Super Bowl winner. And he won a ton of regular season games, mm-hmm. and they were the talk of the town. But here we are, and they're done, and they look terrible in a playoff game.
And I still think Kyler is right there on the precipice of being the Lamar Jackson type. And I
don't think either are winning a Super Bowl.
See, I could see Lamar Jackson winning a Super Bowl someday. I could even see Kyler winning one in a one-off. But they've got to have total teams around them, right? And the game plan can't just be that guy's legs. There's got to be something else to the game plan. In order for them to succeed. And that's what I think is important when we delineate those guys from the other group of quarterbacks, the eight quarterbacks that are still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of those quarterbacks that are still alive, other than maybe Jimmy G, I could put the game plan on their shoulders and feel confident about it. I'm not saying Garoppolo can't do it. He's capable of it in flashes and spots here and there. But seven of those eight guys, I can throw the game plan on their shoulders and feel confident that we're going to go out and win, depending on the matchup.
It's just it is a fascinating point, though, for me, that you arrive here and all the guys look the same.
Yeah.
They all are body structure-wise,
yes,
for the most
yeah.
part. There's a threshold, and they're all that or above. You know, it's fascinating. And you know where Kenny Pickett is? 6'3", 220.
So he's right
he's
in there.
He's that guy. He's in with those guys.
I don't think people really understand how big Kenny is either.
I totally agree with you. I think that he is in that body structure.
Yes.
He is in that Mahomes mold. Nobody understands. Patrick Mahomes walked up to you at the airport, you go, your takeaway is, I had no idea he was that big. He doesn't look that big on TV. Patrick Mahomes is 6'3", 230. You have no idea he's that big.
If you're going to see over an NFL offensive line, if you're going to take the hits that you occasionally take as an NFL quarterback, again, not as often as they did back in the day, if you're going to do some of the things those guys do, if you're going to have that big a cannon for an arm, you're going to have to be a larger human.
Right, like Carr's only 215 pounds, and I think that hurts him, Derek Carr. You know, I don't think a quarterback should be 250 pounds.
No.
But you look at this, it is a typecast model. That continues to be just like I think Herbert will go on to have. Hey, they're not in it because of Herbert. They didn't get eliminated because Herbert.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know
no,
what I'm
yeah.
saying? Like that, there is a this guy fits a mold for sure that's developed. And I don't think as many people are that are trying to break it. I'm just convinced it's never going to get broken till I see it. Till
that's
I
fair.
See it.
And I still have some kind of faint belief that there are one or two guys out there that could, in those one-off situations, break that mold at least temporarily.
Your calls next, also sacrilege. I was ready to call the police, something that I saw Sunday afternoon. This should be illegal. Next. All right, a sacrilege, a major sacrilege that we get into in just a couple minutes here. But first, why don't we hit our Twitter poll? Come on. All right, daily Twitter poll from yesterday. Lots of votes, tons of votes. We thank you, and it was lopsided. If you had to keep just one of these two coordinators, which one would you keep, Butler or Canada? 86% say Butler, 14% say Canada.
Wow.
Woo! Very lopsided. Huh. All right, today's daily Twitter poll, vote when you get an opportunity. This is an either or, another one. If you had to have one of these two receivers on your team, which would it be, Claypool or Johnson? I didn't expect this. 69.3% of the respondents say Johnson, 30.7% say Claypool. So there is that.
Huh.
Wow,
I voted 50-50.
I voted Claypool just
so
because, the size aspect of it, as well as, he seemingly holds on to the ball a little bit more.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. All right, that was today's daily Twitter poll. Vote when you get an opportunity at Fan Morning Show. Sunday, it happened. People were getting ready for the snow. Was Snowmageddon about to hit? And people going out getting things that they need to get. And one of those things is they're putting gas in their car. So I go to my local Sheetz right up the street there and putting gas in my F-150 because, right, you know, I'm going to make it to work and all that kind of stuff.
Big truck, big
dog. I'm getting ready, you know, and everybody's getting ready. People are doing all that. So there is one sacrilege that happens at a gas station all the time, but especially in situations like that should be cause for arrest, right? At least citation. Maybe not handcuff you, but at least cause for citation. And I was in the jurisdiction of Northern Regional, so our good friend, you know him too, John Cecilia.
Yes.
I should have called him and said, "You should respond and cite this man."
John, I've made a citizen's arrest.
Right. So a guy pumps the gas in his truck, okay? And I'm at the pump next to him.
Okay.
Okay, I pump my gas. I pull up into the spot. Guy leaves. So he did the credit card situation, okay? Just like me. Debit card, credit card, whatever. He goes in. And he is in there, and I.
Oh, he walks in
after he's done
and leaves the car at the pump.
Leaves the truck at the pump. I pull into a spot, and I'm thinking, well, I just saw him do his credit card, so he's
not.
Maybe
he's
there's
not
something
paying.
Wrong with the pump.
Yeah.
He went in, left his truck at the pump, went straight up to the screen, and was ordering sandwiches
no,
and stuff.
No.
See,
no.
I was ordering sandwiches and stuff.
No.
I got in mine and pulled.
You pull
up
into an actual
spot.
Parking spot. Yes. If you're gonna actually spend more than a minute inside.
Correct. Because did you ever see Max Beyond Thunderdome or whatever? That's what the parking lot looked like at Sheetz on Sunday.
I can imagine.
And this goof is just taking up a...
You can't do that. Especially when there's people waiting. That's just... look, if there's nobody waiting, I will grant you the ability to go in and maybe grab a drink real quick or use the bathroom, right? Okay?
Yeah.
Those are the two things I'll let you leave the car at the pump for. Without screaming for a citizen's arrest.
In the middle of summer, if there's
no one there.
When there's
no one around. When there's no one around looking for a pump.
Correct.
When it's stacked up, and come on, you know, it's the day of the Steelers game and the day before a snowstorm. You know people are running around. It's bread, milk, and fill up the car with gas day, right? So, and you see the cars literally lined up at the pumps. If you're going to go in for more than 30 seconds, pull away from the pump. Go park in a spot.
I just could not
be a decent human.
I look and the guy's in there, and he has. And again, his truck is still at the pump. He's touching the screen. What do I want?
I'll have some ketchup on my
Schmiskit. Do I want hot peppers? Yeah. Light mayo on this? Let me get a Coke and a Mountain Dew. Let me play some scratch offs.
No.
There is his truck is just sitting right there at the pump. This is one of those things where there is no law against this, but it is worse than some laws that people break. Like I would switch and make some things legal and make that illegal if I was in charge of the laws of the land.
What would we make legal?
I'd let you smoke weed. I would legalize weed and have that be.
I mean, it pretty much
illegal
is anyway, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
How about what is something that is jaywalking? I would allow jaywalking.
You can walk across the street wherever you want.
Player to be named later would be leaving your car at the pump like that.
I think that's a decent trade, actually.
Yes.
That's a decent trade.
In all the people are asking, were all the spaces full? No, they weren't, because I pulled right into one and there were a couple to the side.
Even in
absolutely
that instance,
not.
If you're in a big place like Get-Go or
make
Sheetz,
a spot.
You can pull around the side or behind the building or something, right? Like, people are lining up to get gas. You get out of the way. It's just common courtesy.
not my place to say something to the guy, you know, not...
You just shake your head and walk away from it, right?
But like, it was mind-numbing. It was news to him that the world is happening around him. People are trying to get into this spot. This is like second or third time I've seen this in my life, and second or third time I've talked about it on the air, because I should shame the guy even more, but I don't want to take like pictures of him. You don't want to be that person.
No.
I'm just shaming you into thinking, if you're listening to this morning, that this is okay. It's not the only time it's okay to go in, if you're a real old timer and you still pay cash, or if the pump's broken somehow. That's it.
When there's people lined up. Yeah. That's it. That's all. Those are your only. Even then, like, if it's I've been in a situation before where there are people lined up waiting for the pumps, right?
Yeah.
The gas station is busy, and I've pumped the gas, and I've needed the receipt, for example.
Right.
Like back when I used to drive a lot for work, and it wouldn't print out the receipt. It says you got to go in and get the receipt. Well, I'm not going to sit here and leave my car in front of the pump.
No.
I'm going to pull into a spot so somebody else can fill up with gas, and I'm going to go in and be like, hey, I was just on pump 9. Can I get a receipt?
Do you know another thing? Like sometimes I could forget my own birthday or my kid's birthday, but I know every single pump in Western Pennsylvania that doesn't have the little click thing where you activate it has automated thing. If I go to one and it doesn't do the automated fill where you can click it and it kind of jams, I'll remember that pump forever and I'll never go there.
Especially
I know one at my local sheets where the thing wasn't working. It didn't have that little click thing that you can jam. I'll never go to that. It may have fixed it now. It may be.
Doesn't matter.
I will never pull into that one again because I had to stand out in the cold one time.
Yeah, that is the worst.
You're like a quarterback with a receiver that drops the ball. You're not going back to him.
Because it doesn't have a gas cap anymore, so you can't jam it in there.
You can't take the gas cap off.
No, and just jam it in there.
Lost all trust.
So I don't go to that. The furthest left pump, it didn't have that one time. I'll never pull in there. I'll wait. If that could be open, go ahead. You could have it. It's all yours. I might have to check it out, though, on a nice day.
Well, that's the thing. The only time I absolutely have to have the clicky thing that holds the pump open is when it's like this cold as it's going to be for like the next week. You know, this time of year.
Oh, I'm always clicky.
If it's nice weather, I'm not worried about it.
I'm always clicky thing. I don't like to stand there and hold. I like to get back in. I don't want to deal with it. I want to get back in, mind my business. Let's go. Let's be on with it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.